President Bush and other U.S. officials have consistently said the United States will work with whichever candidate is declared the winner in Mexico. But the apparent victory by Felipe Calderón certainly presents Washington with fewer problems. López Obrador is viewed by many business leaders in Mexico and the United States as a more volatile and problematic figure who would seek changes in the North American Free Trade Agreement. NAFTA binds Mexico commercially with the United States and Canada. Felipe Calderón, on the other hand, is a Harvard graduate who wants to expand Mexico's trade relations. Business leaders at the Houston World Affairs Council were given a glimpse at what a Calderón government might do just prior to the election. Arturo Sarucán is Mr. Calderón's international affairs coordinator.
There is no relationship more important to the future well-being of Mexico than the relationship with the United States.
Sarucán says Mr. Calderón sees benefits from NAFTA and other trade agreements that go well beyond imports and exports.
We have become a much more accountable nation. We've become much more open to the world, much more anchored in the world as a result of NAFTA. And in many ways, we believe that foreign policy today in Mexico should help to anchor democratic change in Mexico.
Sarucán said in an interview with VOA that the major irritant of illegal Mexican immigration to the United States can be overcome through a bilateral effort.
Mexico certainly has to do its part of the work in generating the opportunities and the economic growth that its society needs and demands. But we also have to understand that there's a very important pull factor on this side of the border.
Sarucán says Mr. Calderón also would favor opening the state-owned oil company Pemex to limited foreign investment.
We think that if we can do this, we can make Pemex much more accountable, much more transparent, much more cost-efficient, and provide the types of resources that we need to tap into to provide the type of investment to boost Mexico and make it competitive with the likes of India and China today in the world.
But such an opening, however small, would require a change in the Mexican Constitution. That would not be easy, given the divisions in Congress and the society at large. Many Mexicans remain leery of the United States, but members of a rising middle class are more open to change. Sarucán says President Vicente Fox's policies have contributed to the growth of the middle class. He believes that growth would continue if Mr. Calderón becomes president.
This is probably the first time since the 70s where you're starting to see the resurgence of a urban, middle, lower middle class that for the first time is being able to access credit to buy a house, to buy a car, to send the kids to a summer holiday. And I think there's a general perception that people feel that today they're much better than what their parents were a generation ago.
But about half of Mexico's population still lives in poverty. Many of the poor see little benefit from economic liberalization. They back the challenges from the left and could make it even more difficult for Calderón to govern effectively if he does eventually assume office. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.